The question was asked, are the concept of a world to come, the Garden of Eden, heaven, however you want to term it, and perdition or hell or whatever punishment awaits the soul, are they concepts which one can find in Tanakh, in the Bible? So we're going to learn the 10th chapter of Nachmanides' letter or work called Torat Hashem Temima. The full teaching we have studied, and it's all recorded and available online on Machon Meir's website or my own website, 123torah.com. You could see the full class. I mean, it's a series, maybe 70, 100 classes, where we go through the whole speech. But we'll just zone in on the 10th chapter to address that question. So I'm loosely translating what Nachmanides says. He says, another thing the sages taught us is about the pleasure of the souls after the body dies in the Garden of Eden. So the first place we encounter it is in the beginning of Genesis, where the Torah says God planted this garden in Eden on the east. And even though that garden seems to be something on planet Earth, Nachmanides says it is near the equator, as the Ibn Ezra mentions, and as the Greeks discuss in their ancient medical works. And if you analyze the rivers that the Torah describes, the river that goes to the east of the Assyrian Empire, you look at the Medrash Rabbah, it says Pirat is the river that goes around Israel, and the Talmud says, you want to know where Ashur is, that's the place that's called Salik. Nonetheless, we have to delve into what they all meant by that. The Talmud says Pishon, mentioned in Genesis, is the Nile, because the Torah calls it the Great River. He goes into the question that Ibn Ezra discusses, that the Nile, he says, actually has its roots in the mountainous region called Har HaLevona. But he doesn't, we won't go into that. He says the Ibn Ezra claims that those rivers go underground for a few days' journey and then come back up in the form of the Nile. But he says that he doesn't want to go into that because many streams have their roots by mountainous regions where the mountain melts and the streams come out. But he says it's true. The concept of Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, is there near the equator. But when we speak about the Garden of Eden, when we speak about the soul, so the soul is not going to have a good time eating figs and pomegranates and bathing itself in beautiful streams. The idea of the Garden of Eden is a place where souls rest and a place from which they rise to what he calls Tsuror HaChaim. There's something above the Garden of Eden called Tsuror HaChaim. The word Tsuror means an encasing, to take something, encase it, that to encase life. That's the next level after the Garden of Eden. He says, in truth, I should expand. He's referencing the idea that this is one of the secrets of Torah. So he says, I'll reveal a little bit. Because we know only a little bit about what's really going on in this concept of the Garden of Eden and where the souls go. Our sages tell us there's an order, there's a place called Aravot. Now, Aravot is one of the heavens, one of the seventh heaven is called Aravot. And our sages say that there's an order over there where the souls go up after a person passes away. And a person goes through a procession. There's the Garden of Eden, there's heaven, and then there's a place called Olam Haba, the world to come. It's something totally different. He says there's a procession that the souls go through. We know from the verse, so he says, this whole concept of the Garden of Eden in the beginning of the Torah, is to reveal to us that even though there's a place called the Garden of Eden, and he says that's the area that's near the equator, but really when we speak about the Garden of Eden, we're talking about some place just like the Garden of Eden represents on planet Earth, a place where everything's even and tranquil and there's a good climate. So there's a place for the souls called the Garden of Eden. And the souls evolve through the Garden of Eden, through heaven, to a place called Olam Haba, the world to come. The Torah speaks about the sword that turns over by the Garden of Eden. That's a reference to perdition. And the idea that there is punishment. And with that, he finishes the piece here. Okay, so this isn't what I was looking for. Give me a second. There's another part. I just translated what he says here, but there's another part of the letter where he goes through the proofs, where we find in Torah the concept of the Garden of Eden and what are the proofs. But that's not here. Sorry, I was translating the wrong part. I'm not finding it here. I have to look through the letter.